a obra que eu tenho.
And the parched ground shall become a pool and a thirsty land. springs and water. In the habitation of dread is where he sleeps. There'll be dread and grief and rushing. And a highway shall be there, and a way, a border. The unclean shall not pass over, but it shall be for those the wayfaring man, those fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any previous beast shall go thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk therein. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and dying shall flee away. And the Lord had his blessings to the reading of his word. I want to speak tonight, if God willing, just a few moments to him. I watch my watcher that I don't speak here too long tonight. After through the services of this week trying to show people that there's no need to be scared, the worst thing the devil can put up on you is fear. If you even had a chance, sir, and didn't fear and believe God would heal you, you would be in better shape. God take care of that. If you were sick, whatever it is, if you didn't fear. So fear is one of the worst things that Satan can place upon the person. Now, this week I've tried to prove by the scripture that the man that's born again of the kingdom of God has nothing to fear. You're absolutely safely secure in Jesus Christ. All the Father has given me, he said, will come to me. No man can come unless the Father calls. The Father's got to lead him up to me, and he that comes to me, I will no lie cast out. And all the, no man can talk about my Father's man. No man's greater than he is. He that heareth my words and believeth on him and sent me hath everlasting life. Shall not come into condemnation, but pass from life, from death unto life. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has, not will have, but has, present tense, everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Wherefore, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. There you are. Sealed away. Until the day of your redemption. Not just from one revival to another, but till the day of your redemption. By how the Holy Ghost come in this morning and bless us all night. Step assured of 1:30 this morning from about 9:30. How he blessed us. Now tonight, I want to speak on Isaiah said here, there shall be a highway and a way of holiness. Now I want to speak on God's way. God's way that's been made for us. Now, if I was going to New York City, the best thing for me to do is not try to find geographically how I'm situated and take off guard. But the best way to do is get a map and follow the map. Is that right? A highway. But don't I get in trouble? There's no shortcuts in God's kingdom. You know, we've got to make a shortcut. We get out here in a pond somewhere and mire down. And that's what we do when we get off the grand old highway of God. God's made a path, a way. When the children of Israel come out of the land of Egypt, they follow God's path. It led up to the Red Sea. Strange that God would lead his path up that way, but his path went right through the sea. So when it comes time and the showdown, and Israel stood there before the sea, God's path led across the sea, so God looked down through the pillar of fire, the sea got scared, moved back, and Israel went across on dry land.
Amen.
God's path led through it. Then he went right up to the wilderness, into the spring of Myrrh, bitter water. Is it strange that God would lead his children through bitter water? But them all goes along the road. But when he was there, the remedy for the bitter waters was standing on the bank. Moses cut out a tree and throws it in the water, turned sweet again. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through deep trial, but all through the flood. That's where God is, his children. God has, God provided way. If the children of Israel had had to try to bypass and go around down this way, they'd have gotten in trouble. They had to follow the cloud of fire. The pillar of fire that led them. They followed that. And as the church tonight will always follow the pillar of fire, the Holy Spirit, you'll maintain and assure as anything. God has a way, a provided way. There's two ways a man can go. And that's his way or God's way. And that's the right way or the wrong way. And your way is always the wrong way, and God's way is the right way. And you can't be in your own way and in God's way at the same time, so you got to get out of your own way so God can have his way. That's right. God makes a provided way. Man has always wanted to make his own way. In the Garden of Eden, God made a man so he didn't have to shift for nothing. God made him perfect. But man wanted his own way. He wanted to tamper. He wanted to find out. And then as soon as he fell, we went through that this week in the studies of the Scripture, he made himself a religion. He didn't wait for God to make him one. He made one himself. But he found out that his religion, his covering, wouldn't work. That's always been man. He wants his own way. But God had a way. So man made big leaves and put them over him and his wife. But when he comes down to face God, he found out that wouldn't work. Amen. And I tell you, friends, there's been a many a man in this tonight that's coming down to the end of the road to find out that that little shallow religion that you're holding on to won't work. Nothing short of being born again will work. Jesus said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he will in no wise enter into the kingdom. No wise. No matter if he's Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever he is, he'll not enter in until he's born of water and spirit. Born means he's changed. He has to die before he can be born. So you got to die to yourself, be reborn again in Christ Jesus. That's right. Now, I want you to notice, he found himself trying to make his way. We had this morning how Cain tried to make his way. He brought out some apples and pears and peaches and pumpkins, or what it was, and laid it up on the altar and said, now there, Lord, I build an altar. I build a church. I'm a good church member. See? I go to church every day. I come here and build the altar. I put the sacrifice up on it. Now I'm going to kneel down and pray. And now, Lord, I want you to receive me. But God refused it. And that same old religious spirit is right down amongst the church today, the very same thing, just as religious as it is, and knows no more about God than not. I'm talking about a Christian night. You know that is the truth. Religious spirit. Don't think it's stalling you the Antichrist. The Bible says the two spirits need to pull together to see the very elect as possible. We find out that Judas Iscariot come right down and went out and rejoiced and preached the gospel, come back hollering and shouting and having a big time with the rest of the disciples. That's Matthew the 10th chapter. But he follows the disciples right along, yet the incarnated devil. And come right along as Jesus was the incarnated God, the Cain and the Abel from the Garden of Eden. But when it come time for him to go up to Pentecost and get the blessing, he showed his colors. And when he was talking about being born again, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, 9 times out of every 10, man, the spirits will show their colors what they are. You see, that's a bunch of fanaticism. Leave it away. God provided place for man today. Hallelujah. God has always made a provided way. God's under obligation to make a way. God makes a way for nature. Why do we have these big floods through the country? Cut off all the timbers and things like that. Let her wash down. You build up a dam down here, fills up the riverbed. There you go. The water can interfere with nature. God had a provided way. That's what causes the flood. Anything that man tampers into that God has made perfect, then you imperfect it.
Amen.
Right. Now, this makes, for instance, like the dust. I got to watch the dust of seasons when I go hunting up in the mountains. I'd be up there in the fall of the year. Well, there the ducks all come out of Louisiana down there, down the swamps, go up north, and they settle down, make an nest, raise their little ducklings. Then their little fellows raise up. They can come along about September this time of year, or late September, and then the little duck, little drake, he's never been off that pond. He's just right there in the pond. After a while, the frost flies up there on the mountain. Little snow gets up there and a cold breeze blows down across that mountain. That little duck feels that. Now, he's never been rewarded on that pond in a year old yet. He sticks his head up there in a little honker. Run out in the middle of the pond, goes, honk, honk. Every duck on the pond will come to him. Every duck on the pond knows that he's a born leader. And that little old duck will rise off that climb without a compass or anything else. He's going to get just straight to Louisiana to the right field and he can go. Looks like Chris is going to have ducks then, didn't he?
Right.
Why? Because there's instinct. No, they go God's divine way. God give them a way, an instinct to lead them down there, and they believe it. But God give them the whole thought and he rejects it.
Let me go down there.
I'll change the picture. I think you could have done it.
I do.
I didn't sit home. Can't let you do a table. You've been a Michael, you've been a very fine angel. So put your sword back. And the in there. Here comes another angel. He's called Wormwood. He makes the water bitter. Here he comes up to Asher. Look down there. I've got all the control of the water. You turn it over to me in the end of living destruction, and I'll wash the whole world away. All but Noah and his people. Now, he said, let me go down there, and I'll wash standing off in that. I hear you say, what more you can do it? That's right, but I can't let you go. It's a man's side job. Oh, I see him raised up by death, or just about to make the last step. I just see him reach over there and say, come here. So a big thunderhead hanging back on there. Oh, get on, baby. I stand here and say, wind, north, west, and south. Come here and get on this thunderhead. I'm going to die with that poison. I'm going to set all this thunderhead this morning like a chair. I'm pointing down and down at myself. Hallelujah. I said, we just get a hold of this thing. Say, what? I thought this is the major last step. Walking in God's provided way. It's about the time to get in there. He passed by the sea of ice, picked up a palm, and he was standing down there fanning the breeze for me. Hallelujah. He's always there when man will walk God's provided way. Yes, sir. One time there was an old black preacher, an old religious preacher, back then a long time ago by the name of Noah. He said, you ought to go to rain. Lord, come a storm. I hear people go out and say, you hear that old holy roar up there? He said, it's going to rain. Well, I never rained up on the earth. He's going, how would that water come from? Well, let's go get the science out and find out if there's any water up there. Why, no, there's no water up there. What's the matter? That old preacher's off his head. But God's faithful. And God said, prepare an ark, Noah, for the saving of your household, for the saving of the people. And Noah just had sense enough to do it. That's all. He come and prepared the ark. And one day I hear someone down on the corner talking down the business corner. Someone say, hey, what about that rain story up there? That old black preacher talked about it's going to rain up there. Can you hear that thing? And he thinks he's in God's provided way. He was. Amen. The first thing you know, there comes thunder and lightning. I see the old, big old Mammy Camel out there. Look up and say, Papa Camel? Did you hear what that was? That was thunder. What Noah said, let's get to the ark. Down across the hill, they went, here come Papa Horse and Mama Horse and all the rest of the pairs, right into the ark, one by one, God closed the door, checked the rest. Noah and God provided way. Some of them got on logs that I spoke to, but I think when the storms began to rain, the ark went up. Hallelujah. While they were in God's provided way. God will always bless people that are walking away from provided. He never provided a loss, he never provided this, he provided an ark. And to stand by a brother and sister there is a way provided for men and women. That's when Jesus Christ has come and gospel and died on the Calvary. But we have remission of sins and can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost as approval of God that he's accepted us into his Son Christ Jesus. Thankfully secured. Hallelujah.
Go down and sit in that life and say, what's the use? Go down and speak to Ahab.
and there's come an old preacher walking out the desert, around like that big bird out with whiskers like a woolly worm, walked up before the king and said that you won't even call a fog where I call from it. Hallelujah. He was in God's provided way. Yes, sir. All you know, teenager fanatics, all that we know what we're doing, all the eyes of God want us to do. You provide the rest. We're all done that. They get up there for the book of Jesus and sit down. All right. I'll bring that tape, but I won't sit down. You take more of those, you'll pass it. Sit there, I'll walk up there. Walk up to sit down, so now what I'm going to do is sit there. Just say that. And the first thing you know, you're going to get hungry. You said, Lord, get a little bit hungry, and you're going to raise it by. Someone said, look at that old holy old preacher sitting up there on the hill. Well, isn't he crazy? Well, that guy's sitting up there and son of mine. Why, he's a fanatic. And the first thing, all the water's dried up. There's no water to drink down in the land. But every time I ask you want to drink, you just sit down to the brook, you just drink. You know, when he got hungry, here come a raven by to the sandwich in his back, and here you are, Elijah. You say, where did the raven get? You mean you believe that better than a death? You mean there's all that Elijah something to eat for 3 years and 6 months? I can eat it.
Amen.
Say, where did he get it? I don't know. The only thing I know, the girl got it somewhere. He brought it to Elijah. Elijah eat it and live 3 years and 6 months on it. That's right. I believe it. I don't know anything about you. What makes you so happy? What makes you shake your arm? I don't know. The only thing I know is how we pay for it, the Bible for it, the Holy Ghost for it. I got it. I don't know where it comes from, but I got it. Hallelujah. Oh. I didn't say where it comes from, but it got it. Oh, my Mr. Cook fixed it down. Sir! Don't get excited, that means praise our God. Amen. That means so be it. Oh, man, sure is. I don't know. And they said he was great. Sitting up there, smile. Come and come down. Here comes the colored border up. And here you are, right? Here's your breakfast. Why, it's better off than half the people in here tonight. I'm making it more than any here, and I've got colored service. But he has a colored shirt, some clothes, bringing something to him. Hey! Why is that in your ear somewhere? You fix it up, cook it up, send it to him. Hallelujah! That's the same God fears and rends today. He didn't provide a way. God said, well, let's sit down, so he's coming. That's all he knows to do. What do you think about that? Is that true? Amen. After a little girl was going down the street one day, she said, Daddy, you want some? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. She just got the Holy Ghost. Well, there's no way she asked that old corner. Said, what is the handy about youngin? No, Jesus just saved me, filled me with the Holy Ghost. So that's what happened. Now look, what does she got your answer? My Bible. She said, you believe that? Sure. She said, you believe all that? All of it. She said, you believe that story about Jones? Yes. She said, do you believe that actually that whale swallowed the man?
Yes, sir.
I believe it. She said, how are you going to prove it on the other way besides faith? She said, well, when I get to heaven, I'll just ask for the soul. The infidel said, you said, what if every soul is not in heaven? She said, then you have that. Only one place left for you, that's hell. Okay, but my son, I'm taking two sticks, but I might break this church and he and I didn't die. Just go fetch me a little water first and make me take it for the church. Hallelujah.
Why don't you go to me?
There's God provided ways.
Oh, all right, then.
even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Ask you tonight. You say, I'm a sinner, Brother Branham. Even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Have mercy on me, a sinner, He'll do it. Amen. If you're sick, have mercy on me, Lord, He'll do it. Even now. You say, the doctor, give me up, but even now, Lord. I haven't walked in 5 years, but even now, Lord. I haven't heard nothing, but I don't know when. Even now, Lord. I haven't spoken a word, I can't tell you when, but even now, Lord, whatever you ask God to be sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercessions up on your confession. Hallelujah! But even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Take your little step up and say, brother, she'll rise again. He said, oh yes, Lord, and the general resurrected the last day, he'll rise again. He said, I am the resurrection. All right. The Bible says there's no beauty to look at, little plain looking fella. But he said, when he straightened his step up, that was God. He said, now your mother rise again. He said, I am the resurrection life, saith God. He that believeth in me, though you were dead, yet shall you live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God, which has come into the world. He said, where are you laid? Here he starts to the grave. Jesus wept. A woman told me not long ago, a very good woman, a Christian science, who didn't believe that Jesus was as deity. She believed that he was a prophet. She believed that he was a good man. But he was he wasn't a virgin born. They denied a virgin birth. Not only that, but a survey showed that 85% of the Protestant preachers of the United States claimed that the virgin birth was a fake.
Amen.
I can easily do that. I can easily think that from the way you live it. That's the doctrine of truth. Believe it was a faith. And if a person presents that, didn't believe that Jesus would visibly return again. No wonder we need a revival. Brother, listen here. You hear so much about revival today. We never had a revival. I followed up another man here not long ago where he talked about Elijah. Said he went to one city and had 5,000 conversions. We followed right behind it, not me. Our group of ministers and took the cars and followed him back again. And in 30 days' time, they couldn't find 30 that came to be saved. You know what I think? I think it's conviction instead of conversion. When I say conversion instead of the Spirit of God, what we need to do is not a protracted meeting, but an old fashioned document, old school revival. An old time, gospel, sin killing, but force religion. Amen. If you take them charge, you will fast and you repent. That's right. He said, and she said, well, look here, Brother Branham, I can prove to you that he wasn't nothing but a man. I said, do it. If you can prove to me that he wasn't God, then I'll accept it. She said, no, he wasn't divine. He was just a man. And I can prove it by the Bible that he was just a man. I said, if you can prove it by the Bible, then I'll accept it. She said, are you ready? I said, I am. She said, when he went down in St. John 11, when he went to the grave of Lazarus, he wept. I said, well, what's got to do with it? He said, well, it proved he wasn't nothing but a man. He was crying. I said, look here, lady. He was a man, truly. But he was more than a man. He was a God-man. God was in Christ, reconciled the world to himself. Just so he came to do the will of the Father. He walked God's provided way. He never looked to the right or to the left. He done what God sent him. He walked God's provided way. And on the road to Lazarus, he wept. He was a man when he was weeping. But when he stood there to the side of the grave, where a man had been dead 4 days ago, so he once run in and out of his body and a stick around when he said, come back! A man had been dead 4 days! Come on, he's beating living! That's a four-man! I hear him! Yes, sir! He was a man crying, but he was God in the resurrection. He was a man when he came down off the mount that night, hungry, looking all around on the trees for something. He was a man when he was hungry, but when he took 5 biscuits and 2 little pieces of fish and fed 5,000 people, that was all that man. And it was glory, but hallelujah! He was a man when he laid on the book that night when first he went out of his garment, till he was so weak till even a mighty sea roared, 10,000 devils of the sea swarmed to the ground that night. When that little old boat tossed about on like a bottle stopper on a mighty sea. Oh, he was a man when he was laying there asleep. But when they said, care thou not that we perish, he stuck his foot up on the frail old boat, said, peace, be still. And there was a calm. That was more than a man. That was my God. Right, you on earth. when he's hanging on Calvary, when they give him the greatest tribute the other is, when he said he saved others, he cannot save himself. What a wonderful tribute or compliment they take. If he saved his others himself, he couldn't save others. So he had to give himself in order to save others. He was a man when he cried for mercy. When he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He died like a man. Yes! Boy, rolled on Jesus. When he knew he was God. So when the prophet said, he died from dying, he said, there he is, carried my sins far away. Has he been justified freely forever? Someday he's coming on the glorious day.
Martha, where are you going if the physician came to eat all your... Where are you going?
I'll see you down here with that guy that you see that I believe God to provide for you.
Amen.
You don't mean that hypocrite over there.
That's what's that?
I'm going out on it. Around, I'm telling you, God, to this fellow here, and he belongs to this kind of church and this and that, and they all try to push her back, but she made her way to Jesus. Come up to that window, sister. If you eat meat, she can't do it. She's going God's provided way. If you had to take it up, sir, but she can't do it, she went God's provided way. She wanted to get to Jesus. That's why I think of David and the little one. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. When he said that, what he talked about, he said, taste and see the Lord is good. It takes that cutting along. A little description I used to use, maybe about an old script we used to tell all the guys here, little steps that they put honey in, the old shepherds did. And when the stick would get, the sheep would all get sick, they'd take off some of the honey out of the script bag, and put it on a raft on that, and call the sick sheep, and let that sick sheep go licking on that rock. And when he go licking the honey off the rock, he went to lick some of the limestone in while licking the honey. You know what happened? The sick sheep got well. Now, you know, brother, I got a whole stick that he put over tonight, and I go up another man's church, and that's the church, the very church, and the Pentecostal church. I'm talking about Christ, so it's wrong, and you sick sheep put over there, and you sure get some out of it. Oh, it's like your old man today, and it's a little cold. Hey, Marty, you're a man that won't pay attention, watch the church, and pay attention to Christ. Oh, yeah. But in him, he is the church. Christ, he go God's provided way. He always said the Methodist was God's provided way. He didn't even say the Baptist was. Her ear was just, she said, I am the way. He said, well, how do I know what it is? By one spirit, we're all baptized into one body, become members of that body, 1 Corinthians 12. That's right. Subject to God, everything he's got in his kingdom belongs to us. You just take the whole big book full of checks and sign your name on the bottom and say, hey, Lord, don't anything, he's going to give it. Amen. Don't be afraid to do that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. That's the only thing you desire. Mark 1:24, when you pray, when you receive it, you shall have it. Thank you, Lord, if you need it. Tell off me, there you are, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name for healing. Say, thank you, Lord. Walk out of faith. All the food. Like that curl thing down there, move your life. There it is. Johnny's salvation by my soul. Lord, you just glad me. Said, come on, y'all, you made me heavy, now you can do it. That's for me, Lord. So that's the second salvation ahead to me, Lord. The Holy Ghost, yes, sir. Carry you to see Jerusalem, tell you to do with tar and on high. And if the Holy Ghost come upon you, you'll be witness to me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, all those parts of the world. You hear that? You'll have to take a stand up night, see what happens. Got it here? God's provided way. He's provided your checkbook. What is going on? God promised you. You believe that? God always has to provide a way. There's a little guy by the name of Jairus one day. Oh, he tied Jairus and stepped up with a bunch of unbelievers. Like a whole lot of preachers are drawn up the same way today. The Bible said, yoke yourself out of my believers. All right. The first thing you know, what is that? You are, well, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. And more angels shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, say everything that I hear from the sick, they shall recover. You have preached that to half the church today to kick you out the door. Right? Don't know God's provided way, but that's what he said. That's what Jesus said. Do you believe it? Yes, sir. And then if he said so, amen. I believe it. I think it's the truth. And I'm walking here from what he said. And he's confirmed it with signs, wonders, and amen. That's right. So just do the same thing. Walk on forever. Whosoever will, and come on in. Come on. God called you. He's got the job. So come on out here. Don't wait any longer. Take it tonight. I see this little fellow. He's joining them up. He loves Jesus. But yet, he was just trying to wait. He didn't want to lose his prayer. You know, that's right. So he's in our face. So Lord said, look at that little fellow down there. I can give him the eternal life. And there he is with that person I believe in. Well, I'll pick him up. You said his daughter was getting sick. He said, well, I'll call in doctors. But no, doctor don't look you over. He said, I'll get a little child. Hey, what's the deal? We better do this then. He's getting all the drugs and so forth. She went right on down. He said, I wonder if God's got a provided way. Oh, my. So man, he's criticized for much about divine healing. I heard that, and he said, yes. God, don't you think he's a hypocrite? No, said the Holy Spirit. He's not a hypocrite. You believe in him. I guess he hears me. That's the way some of these borderline preachers are. Just afraid all God's faith, I wish somehow they didn't put up that stone. How long have you been around this morning? He said, Lord, he's a vessel the size of a solo. some plenty of knowledge and able into my soul, and let me fight the devil as long as I got 1, 2, 3, and I'm trying to die.
Your spiritual eyes,
He's the Lamb provided for your soul. He's the Lamb provided for your escape of hell. He's the Lamb provided for your glory in heaven. Won't you receive Him while we pray? While we bow our heads, O Lord God. Free with your hands and every bow and every everlasting life. Give a letter to Him. Send God's blessings upon this people. These little unprepared remarks, Lord. But I know that you have a provided way. You said that the boys will face the Lord's priority in the coming of the Son of Man, a preparation time, a time when a place to be prepared for those who want to escape the wrath. I praise God that right now, that that Lamb of God that is provided for the blind man's eyes, for the woman with the blood issue, to stop the blood issue, the Lamb that is provided for the dead lads. God have mercy. When I think about it, that's the same Lamb was provided for my blind eyes one day. When they left and they told me 3 years ago I didn't have a hope of everything well again, God provided the Lamb. And your angel got on her face nail and said, go do this. How could I do it before a great world of atheists and unbelievers? But God provided the Lamb. God, my poor little church here, Lord, as I look at it, I think of many thousands of miles across the sea, cold, plain, icebergs. I've been many times along the room today. Think about the times that hope you come back and shake my hand. The old sorrow she's laid on the floor. The wind is shaking when the wind's blowing. I think of bringing my own darling wife and laying her down here at the foot of the cross. Preaching her funeral. Remember seeing Bible baby Lawrence lay on her arm. I remember the poor little bit of power that she filled with the Holy Ghost a few hours on, coming down to her grave there that morning, the front of Easter flower on it, she started crying. I put my arm around the little fellow and said, God has provided a man, a sin offering. Someday, the little baby will over, mommy will come out and go to the sister. God has to provide a lamb. Some of these days, God put my life sermon to preach. I lay down in the living room and I feel the pulse coming up my sleeve. The cold old dress tie is floating into my room as the windows open, the curtains blowing. Shut off the night for the member.
Somebody on the outside walk up, lay your hands against the screen. Say, "Brother, remember me. I want God to provide a way."